Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
But now, while the whole of Ireland suffers through a housing crisis, Gaeltacht areas are facing a particular challenge. Catriona Ní Chualann was born and grew up in Inzervon in County Galway. A native Irish speaker, Catriona works as a presenter with TG Cahill. Despite all of this, and an exhaustive search as well, she's been unable to find a home in her native Connemara. To tell us more about the challenges she's faced, Catriona Ní Chualann joins me now. Fáil siúd chuig an gclár. Now, we need some of Lorme Latsahana. Ach Lorme Lagalor. Lorme Lagalor Lordina fresh in her foot in the Gaeltacht because her foot in the Tuchia will anibe Sio Aku. But you were born and raised in Connemara, Catriona.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So it's kind of a story that's been echoed across the country, as you know. But I do feel like, in regards to Gaeltacht areas and native Irish speakers, it is a bigger challenge in a way, and it's a unique challenge. So that's what I'm kind of facing at the moment. Not sure whether I should build or buy, in a state of limbo, basically.
Okay. Why is it a bigger challenge in your area, do you think?
Well, I think for me, the Irish language is so important to me, and probably to you as well, coming from Carrow, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like for me personally, I've been born and bred with the language. My partner as well, Dárach, he's from Inishmore by way of Carrow. So we've both had, you know, very similar upbringings. And for me personally, my goal is to settle down in the Gaeltacht, in Inzervon in particular. And at the moment, I'm just finding that very, very challenging. But it's the same across the board. I know a lot of people in this area that are experiencing the same challenges.
Talk to me about your search for a home then. How exhaustive has it been?
So a few years ago, I applied for planning initially. There were three fields, actually. So I felt a bit lucky in that sense. My family had three fields and we went to an engineer. He had a look at all three fields. And from then on, he kind of picked the one that he deemed was most suitable that we could possibly build a house on. So from that then, we applied for planning. And you know yourself, it's a long, lengthy process. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was eventually denied that planning. After that then, I was told...
Were you told why you were denied? Because you're from the area.
I was given a list of... Yes, yeah, of course. I was given a list of reasons. And from that then, we kind of had a look at the reasons that were given, looked at the plan again with the engineer, and, you know, taking all of that into consideration, kind of went back to the drawing board, I suppose, and tried to, I suppose, amend the plan in such a way that it might get through planning eventually.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we weren't trying to build a mansion of any sort, a very kind of quaint three-bedroom bungalow, nothing extravagant, very much in keeping with the local landscape.
Okay, so a modest home, yeah. You say, and you adapted the plans according to the rejection, the initial rejection, and it succeeded? No?
No. It was kind of the same story again. We were given a list of reasons again, some of the same reasons, some new reasons as well. So again, as I said, it kind of just leaves you in a state of limbo where you're thinking, should I pump more money into this? Should I try again? Because you do hear of people that eventually succeed, maybe after their third, fourth, fifth time. But again, you are putting money into it and you don't know whether it's better to leave it all together and to buy. But then, as you know, the prices have gone sky high.
Okay, so we'll come to buying it in just a second. But you're trying to build a one-off house.
Yes.
And you talk to any number of people that say, look, we should be cutting down on one-off houses. What do you say to them?
I think in my particular situation, I don't want to live just anywhere. I think for me personally, it's so important to me that I do live in a Gaeltacht area. So I do think that that needs to be taken into consideration. I do think there should be adjustments and amendments made.
I ask you why, but why should you be allowed to live in a Gaeltacht area? Because there are an awful lot of people who would love to live in their own area or area of choice.
Of course.
But they don't get to.
Yeah, no. That totally makes sense. But I do think if the end goal here is to sustain the language, sustain the Gaeltacht, and I suppose help the people of the Gaeltacht. You need to actually have Irish speakers for there to be a Gaeltacht. If there's no Irish, if there's no Irish speakers, the Gaeltacht ceases to exist at that stage. And I think that's another issue that needs to be looked at in regards to planning permissions.
Okay, that's interesting you say that, because Harry in Dublin texted the programme to say, come on, I know people in Coolock and Darndale and Artain who can't buy a house in their area. And that is a completely valid point as well. But I 100%. Think what you said there, Katrina, echoes what Brendan O'Beglich, the musician and broadcaster, has said in his own battle to secure planning for a home in West Kerry, in his own Gaeltacht. He says, how can you have a Gaeltacht if Gaeltacht people are not allowed to live there? I mean, that's kind of the sentiment that you're promoting as well.
100%. And I agree so much with that. Like, I do think that this is, you know, a problem that's happening all up and down the country. Like, so many people are suffering as a result of the housing crisis. But I do think that it uniquely affects a lot of people in the Gaeltacht and a lot of Irish speakers. I'm not saying that we're any different in that sense, but I do think it needs to be looked at if the main goal is to preserve the language, which we all want to do.
Okay. Listeners, says, I grew up in Castleknock Village. I can't afford to live there either. My friend lives in Clonee and couldn't get permission to build on family land either. Unfortunately, it happens. It's life at the moment. And you were saying, look, you went down the planning route. That didn't work for you. Did you look to buy a house then?
I did, yeah. So I put in on a few bids. Again, was unsuccessful. I feel like the prices have kind of just gone sky high in the past few years. And, you know, it might start out at a certain price and you think, okay, I might be within a chance to eventually buy that house. But once the bidding starts, it becomes a bidding war, essentially.
Right.
So you're out after a few bids. So again, as I said, you're in this state of limbo. You're not sure whether you should continue with the planning, try again, maybe eventually be successful or not, or maybe just bid on a house. But then again, the options are very limited as well. So there's that too.
It's funny. I mean, yeah, you're describing, I know it's not unique, but it is particular to a Gaeltacht area, because very often they're in remote areas of natural beauty, which is a reason why county councils reject planning permissions or planning applications for new houses. But then because of the language element, an awful lot of developers might say, look, if I'm to build a small estate there of houses, there will be a language condition attached to it, which will maybe drive down the price and might not make it as viable an estate as it would be in a more built-up area. So there is a bit of a conundrum there. And I don't know, is any organisation, to your knowledge, addressing this? Is Údaráis na Gaeltachta, for example?
I know that Bonu are doing a lot of work at the moment, but again, I wouldn't be a spokesperson for them per se. Like, I only have my story, but I know that my story echoes not only in Connemara, but all around the country, and especially all around the different area, Gaeltacht areas situated around the country. So, yeah, I think the Údaráis definitely are, you know,
are
doing what
looking
they can.
But look, but I think let me put this text to you from Fenton in Galway. And this is not this is a rural area or outside of the main cities and towns. This is an issue an awful lot of people face. They feel they can't buy because they're being squeezed out, as you say, in terms of price.
Yeah.
And also they can't get planning permission as easily as they thought. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But Fenton, who's in Galway, says the Connemara Gaeltacht has 200 plus houses on Airbnb, but only four for long-term rent. Sort that out, says Fenton. I mean, are you surrounded by empty houses there, Katrina, in Inverurie?
There is a lot of that as well. And I think because the Gaeltachts, you know, situated all around the country, are along the coastline, there is a lot of people, you know, buying houses. You think it's going to go to a family or maybe a local family that are Irish speakers. But then in a lot of cases, it does end up being a holiday home or an Airbnb, as you said.
That's,
I think that's
that,
a separate issue as well.
Is that a problem as bad as you describe it, though? That seems in a way ridiculous to me, that you have people who want, from the locality, wherever that locality might be in the country. So people there who want to raise a family, want to put down roots, they can't get a house, but yet there are empty houses because they're holiday homes. I mean, does that make any sense?
No. And I do think that needs to be looked at, definitely. Like, I'm not sure who or how, but I think there needs to be some adjustments or amendments made, or even have it as a rule or a regulation. There's so many rules and regulations in regards to planning that there probably should be rules and regulations in regards to renting in the Gaeltacht as well, that it would be left to Irish speakers or people that are from the area that want to settle down there. I mean, it would make sense.
Okay. Look, listener Maura says, as a native speaker, I'm amazed that you asked that lady living in the Gaeltacht why she should get planning permission to build a modest home in the Gaeltacht. No Irish speakers, no Gaeltacht, says Maura. Sin Keshtan Awada. Anyway, look, Katrina the Nihulon, all I can say is the best of luck to you and your you and many others in your search for a home. Let me read one more text. Tax the holiday homes in the Gaeltacht and you'll have homes for all the Irish speakers, is that Mr. So that's one view. Katrina Nihulon, Gurmila Magat, Kugihian, a Kugi Kugihian.